KD Country 94 weather.
Cruise Auto Parts is your local Carquest shopper in Beloit. Check out hot deals of the month, including a six-pack of AutoCraft microfiber towels for just $5.99. Save 15% on any set of Carquest brake pads and two Carquest rotors, or a set of Carquest brake shoes and two Carquest drums. A gallon of Shell Rotella T4 diesel engine oil is just $19.99. 12-ounce Carquest Wherever Dot 3 or Dot 4 brake fluid is $2.99. And get two packs of Scott Shop towels, two for $12. These and many more savings now at Cruise Auto Parts, your local Carquest shopper in Beloit, serving North Central Kansas for over half a century.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Lots of sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 71. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 47. Daytime highs approaching 74. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 66.
I'm Elijah at Kiefer Brothers Automotive in Beloit. Hot weather is here. Is the air conditioning in your vehicle nice and cold? If not, we can help. We have the training and equipment to service vehicle AC systems of all types, including the new refrigerant and late model vehicles. We offer same-day service on air conditioning with no appointment necessary. So don't sweat it out. Give us a shout. Fast, friendly service for your air conditioner can be found at Kiefer Brothers Automotive, just south of the courthouse in Beloit, or on the web at KieferBrothers.com.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
House Speaker Dan Hawkins on Monday urged Governor Laura Kelly to sign bipartisan tax relief rather than summon lawmakers back to Topeka for a special session that would cost $84,000 per day. The governor threatened to call a special session if lawmakers failed to adopt a package of tax cuts that met her approval. She vetoed a package of income, property, and sales tax that would have left the state with a budget deficit by 2029 and proposed a less costly alternative. But lawmakers never considered her proposal before adjourning for the year. Instead, lawmakers passed a nearly identical plan to the one she vetoed. The legislature has been over backwards to address her stated concerns. The state's fiscal outlook is positive, and we have a hefty budget surplus, Hawkins said. The governor is out of excuses. We don't need an $84,000 a day special session for tax relief. The work has already been done through great bipartisan efforts of the legislative tax committees. We simply need the governor to make good on her campaign promise to govern from the middle and sign the bill. During her reelection campaign in 2022, Kelly promised to govern from the middle of the road. Still looking on the map for the road you are in the middle of, Governor, Representative Rebecca Schmo, Republican of Ottawa, wrote on Twitter, signed a tax bill over half of your own party and the legislature supports. Do something helps every Kansan. Senate Bill 37 cleared the House by a 108-11 margin and the Senate 25-9. The legislation would exempt Social Security income from income tax and increase standard deductions. It would exempt $100,000 of residential property value from the state mill levy and reduce the rate from 20 mills to 19.5 mills. It would eliminate the state sales tax on food by July 1. It would also move the state from three income tax brackets to two. Kansas currently uses a graduated system, 3.1% for income under $15,000, 5.25% for income between $15,000 and $30,000, and 5.7% for income above $30,000. The income amounts are doubled for couples filing jointly. Under Senate Bill 37, the first $23,000 would be taxed at 5.2%. Anything over $23,000 would be taxed at 5.57%. The threshold would be $46,000 for couples. The bill also would abolish the local ad valorem tax reduction fund from 1937 to 2000. The state distributed a portion of sales tax collections into the fund, which then offset local property taxes. Lawmakers haven't funded the program in two decades, frustrating local officials. Kelly's proposal would have retained the exemption on Social Security income and the July 1st expiration of the sales tax on food. She would have raised the residential property exemption to $125,000 while keeping the rate at 20 mills, and she would have added a child care tax credit valued at $18 million per year. That full story at our website, kdcountry94.com. She would also have kept the three-tier income tax system, but lowered the rates to 3%, 5.2%, and 5.65%. As lawmakers worked late on April 30th to pass Senate Bill 37, Kelly's chief of staff, Will Lawrence, issued a warning. She will call the legislature back into a special session if this is the tax plan sent to her desk. Lawmakers made a final tweak, lessening the amount of income tax cuts before passing the law. It isn't clear if the governor intends to sign it. Representative Tom Sawyer, Democrat from Wichita, posted a chart on Twitter that shows the amount of income tax relief a family would receive depending on their earnings. Couples who earn less than $40,000 would see some of the largest benefits, according to his chart, and the percentage of savings would disproportionately benefit low-wage earners. Have a job open to tell you about. Agmark LLC has a full-time position open on their accounting team in the Beloit office. Successful candidates should have customer relations skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, minimum 2 years office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please send application to mfink@agmarkllc.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 16 Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia Osmer Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There'll be bingo in the afternoon at the Beloit Senior Center, 220 North Hersey in Beloit. That'll be today from 2 to 4. It's a free event. Seating is limited. Donations accepted. To reserve your seat, contact Debbie, 738-5802. Mitchell County Highway Department open house for New County Shop this Friday, May the 10th, tomorrow from 1 to 3 p.m. Beloit USD 273 will be hosting retirement reception honoring Gary Pingle, Daryl Kelly, Kent Werner, Ann Houghton, Jill Ramsey, B. Softfield, Vicki Jackson, Lori Bunn, Kim Ellis, and Kathy Harris next Wednesday, May the 15th at the Beloit Elementary School multipurpose room from 4 to 5 p.m. The public is invited to attend. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
To MacArthur, over to first, and he comes out of the bullpen and bounces back after the blown save last night. And the Royals take 2 out of 3 from the Brewers, winning today 6-4.
After a tough loss on Tuesday night, the Royals bounce back for a win on Wednesday afternoon. We'll have more on that coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, regional baseball beginning today for area teams. We'll look at the other schedule for the day, NBA playoffs, the MVP named in the NBA, and an update on the NHL playoffs as well. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Regional baseball beginning today. Class 3A, our area teams are competing in the Marysville Regional here in 2024 as Beloit and Sylvan Lucas Lincoln are both there. The first two games are being played in Ellsworth and Marysville, respectively. The Beloit Trojans are the number 3 seed at 12-8, taking on 6 seed Marysville, who's 7-13. That will be at Marysville this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And Brandon Cox, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans, on the Bulldogs and their 7-13 record.
With them, you can't really go with their record or really anybody this time of year. You know, you talked about common opponents and stuff like that, and you know, they've kind of lost a couple opponents that we have, but they were competitive in those games as well. So even in those games, they've been pretty close. But you know, overall, I think they're going to have, you know, a decent pitching staff coming in. And I know they got some guys that can hit the ball. And so they're going to be a good team, and we're going to have to play well to win.
Again, it's Beloit against Marysville this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Following that, number 2 seed Nemaha Central takes on 7 seed Riley County. And then 5th seed Sylvan Lucas Lincoln is 6-11, taking on the number 4 seed Southeast Saline, which is 13-9. That's a 4 o'clock start time at Ellsworth today. Ellsworth's number 1 seed taking on 8 seed Minneapolis 25 minutes after the conclusion of that Sylvan Lucas Southeast Saline game. Full brackets for regional baseball are posted at ncksports.com. Regional softball brackets also came out on Wednesday. Tournaments will start next Monday. Beloit's number 3 seed at the Hoisington 3A Regional. They'll face number 6 Plainville Stockton on Monday. And Sylvan Lucas is number 6 seed in its own regional, but they'll be at number 3 TMP on Monday. Other local sports coming up today in track and field. It's league meet time. The NCAA is at Salina at 3 o'clock this afternoon. NPL at Tescott at 3, and MCL's at Russell at 3 o'clock. And also in golf, the Mid-Continent League meet at Hayes at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Full schedules are always posted at ncksports.com. As for the beginning of the sportscast, the Royals picked up a 6-4 win over the Brewers on a Wednesday afternoon to take 2 of 3 games in the early week series. The Brewers opened the game with a run at the top of the first, but Casey answered with 2 in the bottom of the inning on sack flies from Vinny Pascantino and Michael Massey. Massey hit another sack fly in the 6th to extend the lead to 3-1. After a Brewers run in the 7th cut the lead to 1, the Royals put together a 3-run 8th inning. A solo homer from Bobby Witt Jr., RBI singles from Adam Frazier and Freddie Freeman. Things got interesting in the top of the 9th as Tyler Duffy allowed 2 runs, but James MacArthur bounced back from a blown save Tuesday night to get the final 2 outs and his 6th save of the season. Royals manager Matt Quatero on a confidence boost for MacArthur.
It certainly was, and he only threw 3 pitches. You know, I mean, he got up twice like you mentioned, but you know, we thought we had to take a chance there to not bring him in, you know, with a 4-run lead, but clearly we needed to, and he came in and executed right off the bat. Nice play by Hampson too, first time at first base this year.
Royals are now 22-16 on the season, headed to Anaheim to start a 4-game series with the 14-23 Angels. Michael Wacha makes a start for the Royals in Game 1 tonight at 8:38.
Brunson, 5-2. Brunson drives. Brunson scores! Trying to put the lights out on the Indiana Pacers. The New York Knicks are going to go up 2-0 in this best-of-7 Eastern Conference semifinal series.
Trailing by 10 at halftime, the Knicks used a 36-18 third quarter to help propel them to a 130-121 Game 2 win. Jalen Brunson returned from a foot injury to lead the Knicks with 29 points. They have a 2-0 lead in the series. Tonight in the NBA playoffs, 2 second-round Game 2s on the schedule. In the East, the Celtics are up 1-0 on the Cavaliers. Game 2 at 6 o'clock in Boston on ESPN. Following that game in the West at 8:30, the Thunder lead the Mavericks 1-0 with Game 2 in Oklahoma City. Also in the NBA, for the third time in the last 4 seasons, Nuggets center Nikola Jokic was named the league's MVP. Jokic received 79 of the 99 first place votes. He's the 9th player in NBA history to win at least 3 MVP awards during his career. This season, he averaged 26.5 points, 12.5 rebounds, and 9 assists a game. You can read much more at NBA.com. Down 4-1 late in the second period, the Canucks made a major comeback, scoring the final 4 goals in a 5-4 win to take 1-0 series lead over the Oilers in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Earlier in the night in the East, the Panthers scored 3 goals in each of the second and third periods for a 6-1 win in Game 2 over the Bruins to tie the series at 1. Tonight in the NHL in the East, the Rangers lead the Hurricanes 2-0. Game 3 in Carolina at 6 o'clock. And at 8:30, the Avalanche up 1-0 in the West. Second round on the Stars. Game 2 at 8:30 in Dallas. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in Orchard, Kansas. Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Dinas.